Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead. And indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So the women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel of the Lord, the good news. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Oh, let's do better than that. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. It is a glorious day. It is a terrifying day. Angels, earthquakes, an open and empty tomb, mourning Marys running to tell what they have seen, filled with fear and great joy, and Jesus, crucified Jesus, alive. In the gospel account we read this morning, Matthew offers a unique vision of this glorious Easter morning. The quiet morning discovery of an empty tomb with the gentle surprise of some dazzling figures who calmly assure the grieving women that what was promised has happened, that we find in Luke's gospel or Mark's. Well, this ain't that one. Nor is the scene that we find in John's gospel, the racing and baffled disciples arriving to an empty tomb while Mary, suspecting Jesus to be the gardener, is awakened to his presence when he calls her by her name. There is such a poignant and surprising intimacy to that account. But this one? Surprising, maybe. Intimate, though? How about earth-shaking? How about astounding? How about revolutionary? How about glorious and terrifying all at the same time? This is no soft spring morning. This is not a bird's chirping, sun warmly cresting over yonder hills, Vivaldi accompanied scene. This is no pastel Easter. No. This is shocking, in your face, day glow, tie-dye, crazy Sunday morning. I mean, can you imagine? After bearing witness to the traumatic events of the last few days, watching the blatant and shocking abuse of justice play out in real time, watching the senseless and horrifying violence of the very public torture and execution of your trusted teacher and friend by the powers that be, watching as the crowd of onlookers jeered and cheered it on, watching as your community dispersed in fear. After all of this, you come to the graveside to mourn, to grieve, to wallow just a little while in the loss and pain you have experienced, filled with agony, overcome with sorrow, confused, afraid. You come to the tomb to what? To wail? To pray? To rage? To yearn? Whatever it is you might be looking for, whatever it is you might have hoped or dreaded to find in those early Sunday morning moments, whatever it is, I'm pretty sure you weren't expecting this. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay, and then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." What? What was that? Whatever you were looking for when you went to the tomb, whatever solace you may have sought, whatever peace you may have craved, whatever meaning you might have hoped to make of all this, whatever you thought you might find in this place, there's no way it looked like this. What are we supposed to do with this? The very foundations under our feet are shifting in real time. The laws of nature hold no salt anymore. The unholy power of all-powerful Rome lies as though lifeless on the ground. And this lightning-faced, gleaming being is sitting on top of a moved, unmovable stone. And says to you that that man, that friend, the one you loved and trusted and knew so well, the one you saw tortured and spat on, hung on a tree, the one whose last breaths you heard with your own ears as he breathed them, the one your friends buried some 36 hours ago, is alive. What? What? And then he shows up to Jesus, the Word made flesh in the flesh. You can laugh at that. That was funny. You know, it's a good thing that angels and Jesus are smarter than we are. They know, both of them, that the best thing you can do when confronting someone with the truly unbelievable, when breaking their brains, the best thing you can do is to give them a task, an immediate task. "Go quickly and tell his disciples," the angel says. "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters to go to Galilee. There they will see me," Jesus says. I mean, sure, first he says, "Greetings." Like, "Hi," was an appropriate greeting for this moment. Like nothing had just happened, like it was just a, you know, regular Sunday out in the garden. But whatever, we won't hold that against Jesus. It's been a crazy couple of days for him. But the wisdom to give us a task, to send us in the midst of our grief, in the midst of our shock, in the midst of our fear and our joy, to send us out to tell what had happened, to bear witness to what we have seen, to announce to those who would hear this man, this Messiah, had laid flat the powers of oppression and abuse, had seen death and stood again, had taken on the glory of God powerfully, so beautifully, so fully, that even the messenger announcing what had happened had shaken the very earth beneath our feet. How are we not going to tell? How could we keep this quiet? Having seen what God can do, how could we keep from singing? Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Our God comes to us this Easter morning, bringing life in abundance to a world that deals only in death. Our God comes to do something new. Come, writers and critics who prophesy with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are a-changing. Our God comes to us this Easter morning, bringing good news to those our culture casts aside. Our God comes to do something new. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall, for he who gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside that's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times, they are a-changing. Our God comes to us this Easter morning, more powerful than the most powerful of kings, to show us what real power looks like. Our God comes to do something new. Come, mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand. For the times, they are a-changing. Our God comes to us this Easter morning, blazing a trail through the wilderness that puts our traditions, our expectations to shame. Our God comes to do something new. The line, it is drawn, the curse, it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times, they are a-changing. Our God comes to us this Easter morning, showing us that everything we thought we knew to be true doesn't even come close to what God can do. Our God comes to do something new. Where there was hatred and fear, God brings love and community. Where there was death and destruction, God brings new life and complete peace. Where there was greed and abuse, God brings generosity and passion. Where there was complacency and sin, God brings revolution and grace. Yes, the earth is shaking this morning. Yes, the stone has been rolled away. Go and tell the good news. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Amen.